Blog Talk Radio.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. Today is September 16, 2009. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Robert Boyd. And tonight, our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Tonight, we have a fantastic show for you. We have Mr. James, a.k.a. Chick, and he grew up in Detroit. He was grew up in the Brewster Projects in Detroit, a member of one of the East Side gangs, and we'll talk with Chick and see how he lived the gang thug drug hustle life, you know, for many years, and how he was able to change his life around, and we'll talk with him about what he's doing now. And I'd like to say hi to Rob. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, Miss Lucinda, and thank you for asking. Tonight, like Miss Lucinda said, we got a great show tonight with an old homeboy of mine. I've been knowing each other since childhood, you know, named Chickaria, you know. And let everyone know that the book signing in Detroit over the weekend, the 12th, was a great book signing. And everybody is loving the book, and the streets is definitely talking. The book was put into the Detroit Library while we was in Detroit. And that's the second library that it's in. And the first library was the Cincinnati, Ohio library. So we're definitely getting the word out there, and the streets is definitely talking. And the soundtrack will be ready next week to hit the stores and to hit the internet. So you'll be able to get that as well. And the documentary is almost done. So we definitely giving it to you all. And we definitely want to enlighten these youths out here that the streets will never love you back. And gang banging and selling drugs is the oldest failure in history. So let's get your mind on right. Let's get the college in your mind. Let's start learning, because they can't take that away from you. So tonight we're going to come with our guest, Mr. James Little, a.k.a. Chick, out of Detroit, Michigan. How you doing, Mr. Little?
I'm good, Mr. Boy. How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm blessed tonight. And we are glad that you was able to make the show. And we just want to get right to the point. And I want you to introduce yourself and where you're from.
My name is James Little Jr., known as Chickaria, Chick Little, out of the Brewster Projects, Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Mr. Chick, we want to ask you tonight, how did you get involved with the gang life, and how did you come about to run with the gang you was running with?
Well, I started moved over from out of the Brewster. We moved to Baldwin, and we started out with a couple of guys going to school with them, and my father was living. I was staying with my father at the time. I was 14 years old, and then they initiated me in the game, seeing how bad I was. So I was skipping school. I was already shooting hooky. So after that point, they had started calling me Mr. Snyder, and from Snyder, then it came into Chickaria. And then, as far as I know, I was just out there doing wrong. I was doing everything I was big and bad enough to do, but I thank God for changing my life.
And at that time that you got involved with the Sheridan Strips, what kind of things would you know your gang be involved in? And give us some incidents that happened in your life as a youngster with the gang life.
Well, we had tendencies to go to quarter parties, and we had little shootouts and what little run-ins with different people and stuff. We had a lot of enemies at the time, and you know it was just more or less ongoing thing. That was, you know, the fad back then. You know, you shoot and take hats, coats, or whatever. You know, it was like basically robbery. The motive was robbery.
Right. And at that time, was you a guy, at that time, was you a guy that would rob another gang member or another person at that time in your life associated with the gang life?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you give us some incidents about how did you get involved with robbing people and doing things like that, Chick?
Well, it got to the point where we was all, you know, drinking Boone Farm at the time. I never really drank it, but what happened was I got drunk, And it's sort of like not really tricked me, but I was curious to find out, you know, what it was to be a tough guy. And by me being short, you know, I just went on with the crowd. And as I was going on with the crowd, we just was out there buck wild. We just was doing things. And, you know, we were called NAB back then. And we would say, you know, EO when it was time to do something. And I was just ready because I was just wild and loose, man.
And now that you look back on your life now, matter of fact, how old are you now, Mr. Little?
I'll be 53 in January, God willing.
Now, looking back on your life, and you're 53 years old now, looking back on your life, where did you see that you went wrong as a youngster getting involved with the gang and thug and drug life?
Being an easy lad. And he led to the point where I didn't have no face on whether if I did it or didn't do it, they'd do me, you know.
Right, right. And in the instance of anything, how did you get to become of meeting Rob Boyd at the time, and both of y'all was in two different gangs?
Well, I initiated Miss Bob years ago. I would see him from time to time. We would just kind of like have a brief conversation. Well, we knew we stayed on the east side, but we never knew our whereabouts. And one day we had like a little run-in, and it was like a little run-in was easy to understand, like who you with. And I said, I'm with my people. And so, well, we know what we saw, so you go on and walk. So he let me walk. And then later on in years, we come back together. And I said, man, I remember you. He said, I remember you too. I know who you is. And we was like at Odell, and he said, come on outside with me. I said, come on outside. What's up? So we walked, and he said, man, we're going to walk around here. So we walked around his people house, but he would never let nobody come in his mother house. And he introduced me to Sugar. I said, who is Sugar? So he said, this is Sugar. And I said, who is Sugar? He said, this is what I mean by Sugar. From that point on, we got cool, and there was another incident where I ran into a little running our car, Rob. There was some guys down there beefing up my sister and them, and I didn't know what to do. And I called Rob, and he got on the handlebars, and we rolled down there, and they stood there where it's supposed to take place. And, you know, it got to a place where I just kind of depended on Rob for a little everything. And down through the years, I kind of misplaced him. And then when we got together again, I was so glad to see him because I hadn't seen him for so long when he had took off. And I went a different direction because I had another episode and using dope and going through the changes and not having no real friend but Rob, you know. And then when me and Rob would converse with one another, he would say, man, you're going to be all right. And I always thought I would be all right, but he came to see me a long time ago with my sister, and he said, well, he kind of out of, like, in a twilight zone, and he was telling him, he said, well, just tell him I've been by and tell him I love him, and tell him y'all keep in touch with me and take care of him, and that's all she wrote, and that's what it's been ever since. We've been contacting one another all through the years. The grace of God put us together again.
Right, right. And at that time, man, you know, I remember the incident that you're talking about, you know, at that time, you know, what made you call me for that incident at that time when that was going on?
Well, I knew you was a pretty fair guy, and I knew you was a stand-up guy at the same time. But your word was your bond. If you said something, you mean business. And I always took that, you know, looked at you highly, you know, and gave you big ups on that because I didn't know nobody really look up to in a sense. And you were younger than me, but you had a little more heart than I had at the time.
Right. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely having a good conversation with my man, James Little, a.k.a. Chicory, out of Detroit. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back after that, and we're going to turn the mic over to Lucinda to ask Mr. Little some questions, and we're going to keep it moving with the great show tonight, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We'll be right back with Mr. Little.
Okay.
Money, power, respect, tragedy, prison, death. A new book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, by Robert Boyd, to educate the youth. Order the book right now, online, at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, a place where positive things happen. The new social networking site developed by Robert Boyd and Lucinda to educate the youth. Come join the movement. You can make a difference. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Boyd. and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my
streets don't love you back. Come join the movement at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
And welcome back to The Streets Don't Love You Back on Blog Talk Radio. And if you would like to call in, our number is 347-826-7273. And before we get back with Chick, we have a couple of callers on the line, and we're going to, if you guys will be patient with us, we're going to answer them and talk to them for a few minutes. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Chick. This is me right here.
Okay. You have you on two different lines?
No, I'm on the same line.
Oh, okay. Let me see what's wrong here. Hold on then.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, no, I just wanted to call. This is St. John calling from D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and, you know, just give a shout-out to you and Rob and, you know, let y'all know to keep up the good work that y'all doing. And I'm looking forward to meet you guys. And I'm just so proud to see, you know, that the brother's giving back to the community. And I'm going to be praying for y'all, you know, that y'all continue to keep it positive and keep focused.
Oh, we appreciate that. And you say this is a brother from D.C.?
Yeah, John Boyd, St. John.
Oh, okay, dig that, brother. We appreciate it, man. And, you know, we appreciate you coming on. And thanks for, you know, sending out the congratulations to me on the book, you know?
Yes, sir, man. I'm so proud of you, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You know, we have to give back and, you know, going through life, and, you know, I can't wait to talk to you about your story that you was telling me, and I will definitely get into that because, you know, God is good when he brings out them gates, you know, because
right.
It's a guarantee when the judge hit the hammer, we're going in there, you know,
right.
But it ain't no guarantee we're coming out, so when he let us come out, you know, he has a plan for us, and it's only the ones who really listen to that little voice that he give us that he has that plan. So I appreciate you calling into the show, and I would like for you to stay on the line a little bit more, and we're going to go to a song, the Streets Don't Love You Back song, and we'll be right back with John Boyd and Chick Corea. Yeah, yeah, this the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always, even when no one else cares, he's there for you.
Oh,
keep your head up.
Oh, hey.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. Only one way on this lonely road. The streets don't love me back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listen to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. It's only one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. It's only one way on this lonely road.
Never
the streets
love
don't
you.
Love you back. Gotta do right before they come and
go.
I know
you,
I things change the way your young mind think, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink, and I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if you get me out the street. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road. Everyone got affidavits, show they Cody's told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now with no more private showers, it's all in the open. Better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping. Should've learned to use your hands. Went from pods, dorms, to day rooms, to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special? Everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV. And a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass. They got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit sad, it's hard, raced by the streets with no dad. But going life or death impression ain't gonna never change the past. Cause
yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Projects, my man Chickaria, Warner County Projects, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Yeah, yeah, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back. That's my new single that's about to drop with the soundtrack and the documentary that's coming out. And once again, like I said, the streets will never love you back. It's about getting your head on tight, stop destroying your community, stop destroying yourself, and start understanding that life is all about what you make it. Nobody owes you nothing. The streets is a straight dead end. Get your college on and get your knowledge on. That's something they can't take away from you, ladies and gentlemen. So understand that out here now. And we're going to go back to my man, Chick. And I'm asking you, Chick, when you got involved with a lot of different situations in the city, what's one of the incidents that almost cost you your life that made you turn your life around?
Well, first of all, I got to using drugs. It was using drugs real heavy, and it was to the point where I used it so heavy I had a breakdown. Is what they said was a religious psychosis, because I was trying to find Jesus in my life, but the fact of the world, he found me.
Right, and when you got to using drugs after you got to, through gang banging and different things like that, what led you from gang banging, selling drugs, and to using drugs? What led to that?
Well, I asked the Lord to give me a second chance, and knowing that he's God of many chances, and he gave me a chance, and then I seen that it was real, and he said, just depend on him. And
right.
I've been going with it ever since.
My man. So what got you involved with using drugs, Chick?
Well, I couldn't really talk to nobody where you could be sure somebody would just keep something to themselves. Everybody would talk to me with the telling everything. I got to the place where I was kind of conscious of doing things, but I knew that in the same sense I couldn't hurt nobody to be really hurt nobody unless they hurt me. And I just had an episode where I just went to hurting people and just lashed out for help.
Right. So at that time in your life, did anybody come to your, you know, understanding to want to help you, or did you want help when you first started out, or it took you to go all the way down in the gutter to want help?
Well, it took me all the way to go all the way down to the gutter to get help. Because it was hard as a child coming up, and then when I got with that, I thought that was the real way, but after the Lord showed me different, I tried to help other people, reach out to them and talk to them now and let them know that I've been there and done that.
Right, and that's a good thing. Excuse me. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Lucinda, and she can ask you what she needs to ask you. And then Mr. Boyd, that's on the other end, that's listening in, if he got a question for you after Lucinda get through asking questions, he's more than willing to ask you what he needs to ask you as well. So I'm going to turn it over to Lucinda.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Chick, you said before that you went out and you got drunk and you started doing things that way. You kind of made you loose and just, you know, just feel like you could do anything, I guess. And then turning to the drugs, is that kind of the same thing? It just kind of numbed you and you just kind of went on and did what you did and just used the drugs?
Yeah, well, when I first started out, it started me to drinking. Now, when I started drinking, I had no control, and then one thing led to another. Like I said, I was out there with the pills and all the whole nine, but the fact that I never shot no dope, but I got hooked on crack real bad. And it was to the point where I just had lost it. It was hallucinating and couldn't get no rest, I couldn't sleep, wasn't caring myself, wasn't caring about taking care of my hygiene or nothing. Just one thing after another, and it just tore me up totally. And I even went through as far as getting help psychologically.
Right. What made you, I mean, you were selling drugs, but what made you turn from selling them to using them?
Well, the pressure will make you use them if you're not strong.
Yeah. So you just kind of, I know a lot of people did use it and a lot of people didn't that were selling it, but you said you kind of followed the crowd instead of led the crowd, is what you kind of said earlier.
Yeah, somewhat. And then when I had a lot of problems, that's what I would, turn to, staying
right.
Facing them.
When you were young, when you got into the gangs, you were a young teenager, did you have any role models in your life, or did you have your father or anybody in your life that...
Well, I stayed with my father, and I'm not cutting you off, I stayed with my father, and we always said, all kind of guys around me at all times. We would, like, be around at the house shooting dice and just talking and drinking and everything, just having the fun. It was like a little joint, you know, and we just would share with one another. But I looked at the one cousin that went over to Vietnam, and he came back and he told me, man, you'd have been better off military going to the Army.
Right. So your dad just kind of partied, and you just kind of partied with your dad. It wasn't...
Yeah, he kind of was coaching me along, kind of showed me the ropes about life.
Right.
And then when he passed on, it just like I was going to college for a minute. I majored in sociology, but what happened was it discouraged me to go because he had passed on at the age of 21.
So you graduated high school and you went to college?
Well, I had a GED and then I went on to college and got a grant.
Okay. So the drugs was pretty what kind of messed you up at that point? Where you
go
on? Yeah,
that's right. Well, I couldn't continue with life. And by the grace of God, I'm coming up on 27 years clean on October the 20th.
Well, we're glad that you...
Thank God for that.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, when I seen you, when I hadn't seen you in years and I came back home to Detroit that day, you know, when I listened to you mention when I came to your mom's house where your mother had passed, you know, that really kind of hurt me, you know what I mean, because I was not used to seeing you that way, you know what I mean? And by me hadn't not seeing you in many years, I didn't even know what was going on, you know, until you told me. You say, Rob, you know, I got to be real with you, man, because you're my man, you know. And when you told me, you know, that really just blew me away, you know what I mean? And I told you that because I never, ever would have dreamed or thought that. You feel what I'm saying?
That's right.
Unless you told me that. But when you told me that, because I kept saying, what's wrong with Chick? You know what I mean? What are you just, you know, over there sitting down, staying? You know, but I had no idea that had been going on in your life, because we hadn't seen each other in about 15 years, you know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, things change in people's life, like overnight in seconds, you know what I mean? But,
right.
You know, that really, you know, touched me when you said that you had got yourself together and what had really put you in that frame of mind, and, you know, started having to take your medicine to keep yourself balanced and everything, you know? So
right.
That really touched me that you did go get help and you did get off the drugs and everything, you know, because even the average beast, if the drugs get to him, that brings down the average beast to his knees, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, if drugs get at you, gangsterism go out the door, you know what I mean? Because nobody can control that, you know what I mean? Once that get on his back, it's like a monkey riding you, you feel me?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Thank God for that, man, that you've been clean and everything. And Mr. Boyd, would you like to ask, check anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, say that I'm going to be praying for the brother, and I commend him for, you know, just giving his life to Christ, because I believe that was the best decision that he could have ever made. Question I want to ask you, how important was your decision in turning to God? How important was that for your life?
Well, it was a lifetime decision, brother. And the thing was, I had to make my mind up, because I found time to time I would be playing with God, and God said he was a jealous God. He don't want nobody other than before him. And I looked at it like what it was and what he did for him, what he'd been doing for me. I said, well, ain't no other way but me to do what, give it to him.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just praise God for that, man, because, you know, we all got a story, bro, and I just, as I said before, man, I'm going to be praying for you.
And same here.
God can take you from the prison and put you in the palace.
Amen. And I can definitely fight with that, you know what I mean, because he definitely did that for me. Took me from the gates and took me into something great, you know. So I can definitely relate to that, Brother Boyd, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and like I said earlier in the conversation, you know, it's when the judge hit the hammer and give you that sentence, oh, it's a must you going in that gate. But it's no means by necessary that you coming out of there, you know what
right.
I mean? Because that's
right.
a whole world within itself, you know?
Right.
And like I tell people, you know, you got any and everything up there in the joint you want except a woman, a real woman, you feel me? But anything that's on the block is up there. So
right.
don't get it twisted.
Right.
Because you go in the gates and say, oh, you know, Johnny is, you know, he can't get this. No, Johnny can get a hold of
anything he wants. That's right.
That he won't, because anything that's on the street is moving through the gates.
That's
like
right.
I say, only thing ain't up there is a real woman. You feel
and
me?
If you got the right money, you can get that.
Amen. You feel me? So, only person up there ain't got too much of nothing is the man who ain't got no loot, you know?
Right, that's it.
Yeah, so we're going to keep further in the conversation. We're having a great show tonight, and the young man might be my cousin somewhere related way down the line.
We are, bro.
You know, and that's Mr. Johnny Boyd. And, you know, we going to go to another song. We're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back remix song. And we're going to come back with Cousin, and we're going to come back with my man Chickaria.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug/drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community, and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's above you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
yeah, yeah. This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done lived that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff stepped down May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across the state for state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing. You feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say fuck the fence. Life is just I gotta go and get a get. Got get caught up in moving shit, I'm grown. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born, we all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try, can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true is up, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander and lies, try to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separate it from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this all be checking back in with you, like I said, it's that traffic knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That's another track right there me and my man LD put down. That's going to be on the soundtrack. The soundtrack of the 14 banger is hot, letting these youth know that the streets will never love you back, you know. And get up and get your head on tight. Get into college, get your schooling. They can't take that. I'm going to keep incinerating that. They can never take what you know, but they can always take your freedom and take your life. You feel me? So let's get that knowledge up. And we back here kicking it with my man, Chickaria, and Cuz, John Boyd. So we're going to run over to Cuz right quick and ask you, Cuz, tell us a little something about, you know, how did things get broke down in your life with your 12-year stay in the joint?
Basically, you know, just my upbringing, you know, running to the streets thinking that, you know, that's where, you know, I could have got my love or got my love from. You know, a bunch of neglect at home, you know, sent me out in the streets and got, you know, hooked up, you know, slinging drugs, using drugs, and end up giving me a 50-year prison sentence. And, you know, going back to court, getting 38 years of that taken back, and end up doing 11 years on 12. you know, I'm not blaming my folks. You know, it's just that, you know, with a lot of us in the black community, we deny love at home, so we run out in the streets and look for it. You know, whether it be, you know, from our father or our mother, and we get hooked up, you know, in the street life. But I'm glad that I went that way. I'm glad God that He spared my life and allowed me to make it through 11 years of prison and come
Amen.
Home with a sane mind.
Amen. Because we spoke earlier in the conversation, it's definitely a guarantee when the hammer hit, you gone.
You gone.
But it definitely ain't no guarantee you coming out.
Exactly.
It's
man.
Definitely coming out with a sane mind, you know.
Yes. Exactly.
And what led you to the prison life, cuz? And, you know, what got that sentence for you?
Well, I was out one night selling drugs, and a partner of mine, you know, he had sold some drugs to a dude, and the dude didn't give him the right amount of money. And, you know, the dude tried to run away, and he ended up getting killed. And, you know, I ended up getting charged with first-degree murder. They dropped it down to second-degree murder and ended up giving me 50 years.
And that was in the state of Washington?
That was in PG County.
Oh, okay, then.
Maryland.
So, in the sense of that, you know, what is going through your head at that time when the incident took place? What is going through your head at that exact moment?
Just an adrenaline rush, you know, when it all took place. It was just an adrenaline rush, you know. And murder was far from my mind. You know, that was far from my mind. You know, as I, you know, reflect on what happened, murder was the least thing that I was really thinking about. I was just thinking about, you know, get the money.
Right. And it led to a murder case.
Right.
So now you in the midst of going through the murder case, you know, and when the judge hit the hammer and said 50, how did that make you feel when the hammer said 50?
I'm not even going to say exaggerate and go gangster. My water broke, man. I peed on myself. I literally peed on myself in the courtroom.
And that'll break any man down when a judge say 50. That means that's your whole life
that's
gone.
That's my whole
period.
Life. I was 17 years old, man. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, 50 years? How am I going to do 50 years? You know, I added it to, you know, 7. I'm like, 50 years? And I just peed on myself, man, and sat there. I was numb.
Right. And at that time, was your parents in your life in any kind of way at that time you got in trouble?
No kind of way, man. You know, my mom, she, you know, was on drugs. My dad, you know, he, you know, the same as he is today, you know. He, you know, made attempts to try to act like he was in my life, but, you know, it's been an ongoing thing with me and him. But at the same time, you know, I ain't had no, you know, my mother and father wasn't around, you know, to really do anything for me.
Right. So how old was you when you got into the street life, selling drugs and using drugs? How old was you when
you
started
13,
out?
Man. I was 13. I left home when I was 14 and a half, going on 15. And I had my first apartment when I was 16.
And you just got in the street buck wild then?
Yeah.
So what changed your life?
What changed my life? Prison changed my life. You know, me being in prison. You know, it really changed my life. It opened up my eyes to the reality of life that anything that I want to do, I can do it if I put my mind to it. And that I can't keep blaming, you know, my past. I can't keep blaming white America. I can't keep blaming black America. Anything that I want to do, I can do it.
Right.
And I made up in my mind that I'm not going to put myself in a situation or an environment where as though it's going to jeopardize my freedom, because I realize how easily your freedom can be taken away from you.
In seconds.
And you know, most of the guys that's in the penitentiary now are in a penitentiary because of the people they was around. It wasn't necessarily
the wrong choice.
It wasn't right. It wasn't necessarily them themselves. It was just being around guys who wasn't on point.
Right. So what would you tell the youths of today, what kind of enlightenment would you give them about getting their life together if they out here running the streets and trying to act like they thugs and trying to act like they drug dealers? And what kind of advice would you give them?
The best advice that I can possibly give, you know, anyone, and I say this, that each of us encounter or experience things that changes our lives. And I would say 99% of us we have to experience things before we realize it. Very seldom do we find people who will take your life or look at your life and look at what you've been through and say that I'm not going to make the same, you know, decisions or choices. But if I could speak a word to anybody, you know, that's listening or to anybody that I come encounter with, you know, I would really earnestly tell them that if you can't learn from somebody else's mistakes or failures, then life will really teach you. And when life teaches you, you never forget.
Amen. And I can insinuate on that all day long, because when you let life teach you a lesson, life sometimes can teach you a bold lesson, and sometimes you won't live to talk about the lesson that life teaches you. So it's best, young people, to listen to people who have walked that walk,
right,
and who God has blessed to come out of that walk, because we want to keep insinuating to you people that it's a guarantee when the judge hit the hammer, you're going to jail. But it ain't no guarantee you coming out the gates.
Right.
So when God bless you to come out the gates, that means you owe him something. You feel me? And what you owe him is to spread the word to everybody else, is that the jungle is not the place to be.
Amen.
The place to be is serving me and serving my name. That is what God tells us when he allows us to come out the prison gates, because so many goes in, and there's so many don't come back out.
Amen.
So when he give us that chance, you know, and I thank God when he gave me my chance to come back out the gates, you know, that my mission was to do right, and my mission was to serve his name. And he gave me the title that me and my wife Lucinda, now we preach as that title, The Streets Don't Love You Back, because that is a title that anybody can relate to in America. And if you can't relate to that in America, you got a serious problem.
So
the streets will never, ever love you back. So I thank God for giving me that title, the most powerful message any man or woman could speak out their mouth today. So we encourage youth, and we encourage other people that's grown, that's still out here trying to live the street life. Get your life together. Get your head on tight. Start learning that it's all a dead end. It's a setup for failure. The hood is the setup for failure, because they put the drugs in the hood. They let us think that we going to get out the ghetto by selling drugs. But the true way out the ghetto is knowledge. That is the key out the ghetto. College, schooling, working, doing the right thing. Because once you keep hustling in the ghetto, shortly it's game over, lights out. Then you're just another statistic that once sold drugs, and you're just another brother in the penitentiary talking about once what he once had. So let's stop going to jail talking about what we once had,
right,
and let's start living and letting people know this is what God can do for me and get me out the ghetto, because the ghetto is a death trap.
Right.
Selling drugs, hustling, the thug life, the gang life, that is the oldest failure in history. So listen to that, people, and understand that is truly the oldest failure. Let's get the knowledge, and knowledge is the key, and that is the way out the ghetto. So we're going to come back with Jay Boyd, my man Chickaria, and we're going to go to another song, and we're having a great show tonight, and I hope this show here touches somebody's life, because things have been said on this show definitely that can change your life. So we're going to go to another song and come right back.
Yeah.
Don't know me, I've no right to be no slave. Oh no more, them I turn off by here. from a tree. We all get strife for peace. They kill us in the street and they give us disease. We pray down for our knees. So that we make a way to get through trouble with ease. And we're surrounded by envy. Some say they are your brother, but they're filled with jealousy. They try to snipe you from trees. That's why we choose to kill, cause they're consumed with greed. Gets bolder and keep an eye out for snakes. Yeah, he did. They sit there very low and they have nothing up. And you can tell when they're fake. Yeah, he did. They smile in your face and they treat you like you're dumb. No running for no tyrants. Run up for them, I'll turn up pirates. Y'all know me and me, what they meant to say is. When they want me, turn to violence. Y'all know me and me.
To the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, and that's my man Rising Sun. You know, track gonna be on the soundtrack, so we definitely pushing it out there. And we back with a great, great show. And I'm gonna turn the mic over to Lucinda, and she can ask Mr. Boyd and some questions and Chick as well.
Thank you, Rob. Well, I just wanted to make a couple of comments first. You know, it's, you know, whether you're from the hood, the ghetto, the suburbs, the you know, uptown, downtown, out in the country. You know, there is only one God, and, you know, by using the drugs and alcohol and, you know, there's so many addictions, but there, you know, when you're addicted to those other things, you're serving them as your gods, and you're not, you know, you're not serving the Almighty God. And, you know, so I don't know if I could tell any of the kids out there, you know, don't wait to meet God in prison. You know, find him now. Find him before you have to walk through those gates. And you know, if you don't have a role model in your life, you know, go and find somebody, you know. It's time, you know, to be responsible now for your life and for your actions. And you know, you just have to make some good decisions. And if you can't, find somebody to help you, you know. And I know that a lot, you know, nowadays, Rob, a lot of the kids, you know, or you know, maybe then when we were young too, but, you know, the values that we have are, you know, taught to us by our family, our parents, our friends, you know, whatever we're doing the most of, and, you know, or whoever we're around. And nowadays, a lot of kids, you know, their parents are both working, or their, you know, a parent is missing, or both parents are missing, and they're learning things from the music and the TV and movies and their friends, and most of that stuff is not real.
Right.
Because they're believing that it's real.
Yeah, I want to iterate on that right quick before we move any further. Yes, you have a lot of kids nowadays. It's different than our upbringing back in the day. Even though we got in trouble back in the 70s and 80s, you know, we respected moms. You know, we respected the house, you know.
Right.
We
right.
didn't want moms to even know what was happening out in the street, even though mom would hear about it. You know, we didn't respect the inside of the house. You know, we respected that, you know. But nowadays, kids are going to their parents' house trying to run the house and tell the parents what to do and disrespecting and all that. And that's where the household been broke down. You know, respect has been thrown out the window with the youth nowadays. You know, they don't respect the people up the street, down the street, round the street, you know, not even their household. So we need to get that back in order. You know, respect is due. I don't care who you is, respect is due. And that's why a lot of things take place in life the wrong way, far as, you know, controversies and people getting hurt because, you know, people do not like for other people to disrespect them, you know. And parents is tired of kids, their own kids disrespecting them. So that's the reason parents nowadays are just cutting a lot of their kids away, you know. Since you want to be disrespectful, go ahead and do you. You know what I mean? And when they find out that they can't do them, you know, then they understand down the line, well, man, I should have listened to mom, or I should have listened to dad. You know, so we want to iterate the kids out here nowadays. You know, you got to start respecting your parents and understanding that your parents don't owe you nothing. They gave you life. And once you get a certain age, it's about taking care of yourself and being your own man or your own woman and counting for your own actions, you know. So I just wanted to iterate on that a little bit. And back to you, Ms. Lucinda.
Well, I just, John, you, 50 years, wow. You know, I just can imagine how you felt that day, you know. I can just only imagine. But to only serve 11 years, you know, you were actually, I mean, even blessed to you know, come out after 11 years. And thank God that you did find God and that you have been able to change your life, because some people, you know, come out of prison even worse than they went in because
right.
of, I mean, it's not any different than the streets. It's still run by the gangs. It's still run by, you know, certain rules and things, you know, and so, you know, a lot of people don't change when they come out. And Chick, too, you know, for you to come out of drugs, you know, you guys are just blessed, and we're glad to have you on our show, and we're glad to have you in our lives. And, you know, we're just looking for people like you to work with us and help us to reach out to the younger generation and help teach them that, you know, that you do have to be respectful and you do need to find some values and some morals and some true beliefs in your life and you know, work and strive towards your education. And you know, we just keep pushing the education and knowledge, because they can take your car and they can take your money and they can take your Gucci purse and they can take your high heels and they can take your car and they can take your house and they can take everything, but they can't take the knowledge that you have. And that, you know, knowledge can just take you anywhere.
Amen on that note right
amen.
There.
Amen.
You know?
And Rob.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to share this with you. And I say this because I was a Muslim for 7 years being in the penitentiary.
Right.
When I came home, I was a Muslim. But one of the things that changed my life and allowed me to accept Christ in my life as a believer was God's word.
Amen.
God's word
Amen.
gave me a metamorphosis, you know, in my mind. But one of the things I wanted to share with you, and I say this to the glory of God, that the Bible is 100% right.
No mystery.
Praise God.
It's no spookism. And I'm going to share this with you. And I promise you that one of the things that the Bible spoke about in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, it talked about what you and Sister Lucinda was just discussing about the respect. And one of the things that we got to be mindful of, that the Bible is a prophetic word that's spoken by God but read of men.
Amen.
It says that for men will be lovers of themselves, they will be proud and disobedient to parents and unthankful and unholy. Without natural affection, they will be traitors, they will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. they'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power thereof.
Amen.
And what we got to understand that as believers, God has gave us hope through his word. Everything that's transpiring and happening right now is already prophesied in the word.
No doubt. And that's exactly what I've always said. And, you know, I spoke to my missus about that as well, you know, is that nothing in God's word is a myth. You know, it's all real life, you know.
Nothing.
And it tells us, you know, in this time and day, you know, it would be parents against parents and
right.
kids against parents. So it, all that is for written.
Perilous
so
times.
It's real.
Time.
It's real. And that's
real.
Why I stated early in the conversation that, you know, you got a lot of parents out here now that really just let their kids just go head on
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you see more so kids killing parents than you've seen than me and you coming up ever
right.
in life. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
It used to be a time you didn't see when you cut on TV the kid done killed both parents because they done had an argument.
Never
we
heard
had never
that.
Heard that coming up. Now you cut the TV on, some kid done killed their parents and some kid done robbed the parents and done set the parents up with their friends and
right.
killed. I mean, so, you know, and I understand now why a lot of parents is so afraid and don't want their kids living in the same house with them, you know, and all that, because it's so crazy out here,
right.
and your own kid to turn on you nowadays. Yeah. There's no mystery about that.
Right.
Amen.
You know? So you have to stay prayed up, as I call it,
yeah.
you know?
There you go.
You got to stay prayed up, because your own kid to turn on you. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yes, sir.
And it used to didn't be like that back in the day. You know, it used to be a time, if you got in trouble, you got your butt whooped before you even got home.
Before you got home,
and
right.
we walked you home.
All four of us would have beat the kid.
Right. And done told mom, well, I caught him down at the end of the street
yep.
doing something wrong.
Cut
here you go.
Yep.
You do that now, young boy done pulled out a pistol and shot you and me.
Yeah, and you got to fight the whole family.
Right. You know what I mean? And know the kid wrong. You feel me?
I run through it in the church, man, because I'm the black sheep. I'm old school, man. I ain't going to have no kid
right.
running around me cutting up.
All
and,
of that.
You know, you can't say nothing to him.
Right. And see, nowadays, you can't do that.
Nah,
and that's the whole point. It got broke down.
Right.
It got,
you got
the
babies.
Family values got broke down.
Yeah, you got babies having babies.
Having
man.
Babies. And they don't want you touching their kid and
right.
knowing he running around here acting a fool. You
right.
know what I mean? Or she running around here acting a fool. You know,
mm-hmm.
kids 15, 16, 17 years old out here drinking, smoking, chilling. Everywhere else than where they supposed to be,
yeah.
you know.
Her
I mean?
Smoking with the kids,
right? And I'm looking like, you know, what is the world I come to? You know what I mean? But it is what it is out here, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight, you had a great show tonight with JB on the air, my man Chickaria, my Mrs. Miss Lucinda, and we just brought it to you real and raw and down to earth. You know what I mean? The streets don't love you back, never will love you back. Any last shout-outs, JB and Chick?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out, you know, to you, man, in the movement, to Ms. Lucinda in the movement, to Brother Chick in the movement. And I just want to encourage our hearts, man, that you done started something. And I'm praying, you know, that God continue to keep it, that you'll just wake up a lost sheep, man, that you'll wake up his soul or her soul or their soul, and that a word will come fresh, man, and cause them to change. You know, the direction in which they're going into a positive direction, and that they infect somebody, infect or influence somebody else, you know, with or anything that you do or put your hands to and speak in their lives or over their lives.
Thanks very much, JB. Any last words from you, Chicken? Shout outs?
Yeah, Rob, I love you much, man. You've been a dear friend of mine. I want you to keep up the good work, man. I love your expertise. I love where you come from, and I know all about you. You know all about me. And God bless and keep up the good work. And I'll be praying more prayer and more power.
I appreciate
you and your
it,
wife. And much love.
Hey, I appreciate it, Chick. So tonight we're going to go out with a bang and going out with God's grace, because God is the greatest of all time. And we'll give the missus her shout-outs, and we'll take it off the air like she always do with her favorite song. So we'll give her the last words.
Well, we just want to remind all of you that the book is out. It's an awesome book. You know, it's all about growing up in the ghetto and the drugs and the gangs and you know, how you're able to change your life and to do good things in life. And You know, it's an awesome book. You got to get it. You got to read it. It's available on our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ni.com. And you can also get it in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Video, and that's at 21700 Greenfield Road. And that's located inside the Greenfield Plaza at Harlem World, and you can ask for ICE. And then also in New York at Human Bookstore, that's 2319 Frederick Douglass Boulevard in Harlem. And in Cincinnati, you can get it at Best Wireless, and that's 2520 West Galbraith Road. And you can get all these addresses and information on our website as well. I'd like to remind you that our Change TV reality show will be starting real soon. And the soundtrack, again, is going to be coming out within the next week or so. And then our radio show every Wednesday night, join us at 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time. And we would just like to thank Chick and John for joining us tonight and remind everyone to take responsibility for your choices and your actions, and knowledge is power. Work on that education, and thank everyone for joining in, and we will see you next week. Have a good night, and remember, the streets don't love you back. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, LD. You know, far too often we look back in hindsight and wish, say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Won't let me forget that I done let down the best of my years. But you can see the drive in my eyes and the hint of surprise, because I haven't served up to fear. And with my chance in the sky high, so the sunshine, life is on the line with no place for tears. I'm in need of a change, maybe from the inside out. Let these two up with a train to try to shut my mouth. I done seen a lot of things that I've never talked about. If I could do it all again, I'd never let them in my house. I done made some mistakes, apologize and reconcile. I done changed all my ways from what I was as a child. Stood on my mama, great rain pour down from the cloud. Dropped to my knees and pray that I'd have a reason to smile. Was a youngin' looking hard, running around any street, chasing girls, thought I learned all the world had to teach. But one day I'll out of wake, realized I didn't know it, and it hit me like a brick. Wish I could do it all again, but I can't, and I ain't. Anyway, I read and rave, write my future like a book. As I turn another page, as the lights go down, I walk across the stage, rub the lawful up, but more importantly, I pray that everything will be okay. And somehow I know it is. All I gotta do right now is get through this bullshit. Keep my chin to the sky, bring my back against the wall. Fuck out, I will fight, scratch and claw, and still stand tall in the belly of the beast. Be afraid of nothing in this world has got 2 feet. Sometimes I still slip if I forget my sleep, but that's why I hit my knees soon as I leave the sheets. There's no more way. Life is not a game. Sometimes you might not get a second chance. Jealous of others, do for your damn self.